Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mam Rabbi Avram Golder, and today Maseches Vachim, Daf Samach Beis, the sixth parak, Kodshi Kodashim. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks, although it's understandable how the Anshei Knesset Gedola determined the location for the second base of Migdash, because the original foundations were still visible, but how do they know the exact location for the Mizbech? Four answers are given. Number one, Rov Mizbech Banui, they saw the Mizbech built, a Mechayel, Asar Agado, Omen Umakriv Olav, and Mechayel, the great officer, standing and offering Karbanos on it. Number two, Ephra Shal Yitzhak Ro Shemunach Bo Samakam. They saw the ashes of Yitzhak lying in that place. Number three, Mikol Bais Kula Hirichu Reich Katoris. From the whole area of the base of Migdash, they smelled the aroma of the Katoris. Misham Hirichu Reich Hevarim. But from the Mizbeach's location, they smelled the aroma of the limbs burned there. And number four, Rabbi Yochanan says that three Nevi'im, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah went up with them from exile. One testified to them about the size of the Mizbeach, one testified about the location of the Mizbeach, and one testified that they may offer karbanos even though there is no base of Migdash. Point number two, a Mishnah states, Kevesh Hayeladromo Shel Mizbeach. There was a ramp on the south side of the Mizbeach, which was 32 amos long by 16 amos wide. Rafun explains that the pasuk says to shecht on the yerech, the side, literally the thigh of the mizbech, to the north. Since its feet, so to speak, are described as being to the north, its face, meaning the ramp entrance, must be to the south. Rav explained, Rami gavra ape, put the man on his face, meaning lying down, where the face and feet are in opposite directions. Abai asked that perhaps it should be compared to one sitting upright, but Rav answered that the pasuk says revua, square, which can also mean lying down. Yudah Darshan says from Uma Alaseu Panos Kadim, and its ramp turns eastward, teaching Kolpina Shata Pone Lo Yu El Derech Yamin Lo Mizrach. All turnings which you turn should only be to the right, eastward. Thus, the Kevesh must be to the south, so turning to the right would face east. The source that turning must always be to the right is from the Yamshal Shlomo, where its sides are described in a counterclockwise order. And point number three, Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi ben Lekunya asked Rabbi Yossi if it was true that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Avi Yesh ben Kevesh leMizbeach. There was a gap of airspace between the ramp and the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi responded, do you not say so? A hekesh between Habas Madam, the meat and the blood of Olos, teaches Madam Mizrika, Habas Mizrika, just as blood is put on the Mizbeach by throwing, so to the meat, meaning the Evarim, is put on the Mizbeach by throwing it. This indicates that there was a gap between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach necessitating throwing the Evarim. Rabbi Shimon objected that throwing can be fulfilled by standing near the fire and throwing the Evarim in. But Rabbi Yossi countered that since he throws them onto Marach HaDeluka, the burning part of the pyre, he obviously will have to throw them. Therefore, the Hekesh must be teaching about a gap before the Mizbeach requiring throwing the Evarim from the Kevesh. Rapap explains that the Hekesh Tadam teaches that just as with blood, Avir Karka Mafsiko, the airspace of the ground separates him from the Mizbeach, so too with throwing the Evarim, there is airspace of ground between him and the Mizbeach, indicating a gap. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara asks, although it's understandable how the Anshei Knesset Gedola determined the location for the second base of Migdash, because the original foundations were still visible, but how do they know the exact location for the Mizbeach? Four answers are given. Number one, Rov Mizbeach Banui, they saw the Mizbeach built, a Mechayel, Asar Agado, Omen Umakriv Olav, and Mechayel, the great officer, standing and offering Karbanos on it. Number two, Ephra Shal Yitzhak Ro Shemunach Bo Samakam. They saw the ashes of Yitzhak lying in that place. Number three, Mikol Bais Kula Hirichu Reich Katoris. From the whole area of the base of Migdash, they smelled the aroma of the Katoris. Misham Hirichu Reich Hevarim. But from the Mizbeach's location, they smelled the aroma of the limbs burned there. And number four, Rabbi Yochanan says that three Nevi'im, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah went up with them from exile. One testified to them about the size of the Mizbeach, one testified about the location of the Mizbeach, and one testified that they may offer karbanos even though there is no base of Migdash. Point number two, a Mishnah states, Kevesh Hayeladromo Shel Mizbeach. There was a ramp on the south side of the Mizbeach, which was 32 amos long by 16 amos wide. Rafun explains that the pasuk says to shecht on the yerech, the side, literally the thigh of the Mizbeach, to the north. Since its feet, so to speak, are described as being to the north, its face, meaning the ramp entrance, must be to the south. Rava explained, Rami Gavra Ape, put the man on his face, meaning lying down where the face and feet are in opposite directions. Abai asked that perhaps it should be compared to one sitting upright, but Rava answered that the pasuk says revua, square, which can also mean lying down. Rabbi Darshan says from Uma'alaseu Panos Kadim, and its ramp turns eastward, teaching Kolpina Shata Pone Will You Elderch Yamin Wa Mizrach. All turnings which you turn should only be to the right, eastward. Thus, the kevesh must be to the south, so turning to the right would face east. The source that turning must always be to the right is from the Yamshal Shlomo, where its sides are described in a counterclockwise order. And point number three, Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi ben Lekunya asked Rabbi Yossi if it was true that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Avi Yesh ben Kevesh lemizbeach. There was a gap of airspace between the ramp and the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi responded, do you not say so? A hekesh between Habas Madam, the meat and the blood of Olos, teaches Madam Mizrika, Habas Mizrika, just as blood is put on the Mizbeach by throwing, so to the meat, meaning the Avarim, is put on the Mizbeach by throwing it. This indicates that there was a gap between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach necessitating throwing the Avarim. Rabbi Shimon objected that throwing can be fulfilled by standing near the fire and throwing the Avarim in. But Rabbi Yossi countered that since he throws them onto Marach HaDeluka, the burning part of the pyre, he obviously will have to throw them. Therefore, the Hekesh must be teaching about a gap before the Mizbeach, requiring throwing the Avarim from the Kevesh. Rabbi explains that the Hekesh Tadam teaches that just as with blood, Avir Karka Mafsiko, the airspace of the ground separates him from the Mizbeach, so too with throwing the Avarim, there is airspace of ground between him and the Mizbeach, indicating a gap. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samach Beis, and our standard Siman is a submarine. A submarine, so here goes. The submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach, a Bayesheni, and then a ride up the ramp on the south side of the Mizbeach, which stops right before the gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach. Once again, slow motion. The submarine ride, submarine? That must be more duff. Samach Beis. The submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach, a Bayesheni, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, although it's understandable how the Anshei Knesset HaGadoa determined the location for Bayesheni, because the original foundations were still visible, but how do they know the exact location for the Mizbeach? Four answers are given, the second one being, Efer Shel Yitzhak Ro'o Shemunuch Bo'osa Makom, they saw the ashes of Yitzhak lying in that place. So the submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach, a Bayesheni, and then a ride up on the ramp on the south side of a Mizbeach, which reminds us, a Mishnah states, Kevesh Hayel Adromesh Mizbeach. There was a ramp on the south side of the Mizbeach, which was 32 amos long by 16 amos wide. Rav Huna explains that the pasuk says the shecht on the yerach, the side, literally the thigh, of the Mizbeach to the north. Since its feet are described as being to the north, its face, meaning its ramp entrance, must be to the south. So the submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach, a Bayesheni, and then a ride up the ramp on the south side of the Mizbeach, which stops right before the gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi ben Lekunya asked Rabbi Yossi if it was true that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Avi Yesh ben Kevesh l'Mizbeach. There was a gap of airspace between the ramp and the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi responded, do you not say so? A hekesh between Habasar v'Hadam, the meat and the blood of Olos, teaches Madam Mizrika of Basar Mizrika. Just as blood is put on the Mizbeach by throwing, so to the meat, meaning the Avarim, is put on the Mizbeach by throwing it. This indicates that there was a gap between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach necessitating throwing the Avarim. So once again, the submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach, a Bayesheni, and then a ride up the ramp on the south side of a Mizbeach, which stops right before a gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach. All right, so now it's time for our four Blabba Chazara. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. At his new Mizbeach exhibit in a zoo, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be on Daf Nun Ches. At his new Mizbeach exhibit in his zoo, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, stood on top of a Mizbeach and pretended to shecht one of his sheep as Kodshe Kodshim, since the top is considered Tzafon, which reminds us, the sixth parak begins, Kodshe Kodshim sheshchatem b'rosh Mizbeach. If Kodshe Kodshim were shechted on top of the Mizbeach, Rabbi Yossi says, Ki on nishchatu b'tzafon. It is valid as if they were shechted in the north of the Azor. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says the southern half of the Mizbeach is considered like Darom, and the northern half of the Mizbeach is considered like Tzafon. Rabbi Yochan says Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbeach actually stood in Safon. So at his new Mizbeach exhibit in his zoo, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper stood on top of a Mizbeach and pretended to shack to one of his sheep as Kodshe Kodshim, since the top is considered Tzafon, while an employee stood on the ground next to a smaller Mizbeach in the Mizbeach's former floor space where Shechita would be possible. Which reminds us, Rav Yochan said that Rav Yossi bar Rav Yehuda agrees Shimshchatan connecting Bakarka Psulos, that if he shechted Kodshe Kodshim on the ground opposite the Mizbeach, meaning on the floor space of the Mizbeach, is invalid because he holds the space is in Darom. The Gemara clarifies that the case is the Batzir Batsuri, where they reduced the Mizbeach to a smaller size and one shechted in the Mizbeach's former floor space. So, at his new Mizbeach exhibit in his zoo, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, stood on top of a Mizbeach and pretended to shecht one of his sheep as Kodshe Kodshim, since the top is considered Tzafon, while an employee stood on the ground next to a small Mizbeach in the Mizbeach's former floor space, where Shechita would be possible, and challenged the visitor to figure out where to place the Maracha Shnia, depending on if the Mizbeach was in the Darom, Tzafon, or in the middle of the Azara. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings some halachos to Naim about the location of the Mizbeach regarding placement of the second Maracha. Daf Nun Tes, of the Simur Daf Nun Tes, is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knights in shining armor, knights in shining armor? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Tes. The knights in shining armor at the Mizbeach dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbeach puzzling al karbanas shechtet from then on, which reminds us, Rav said, Mizbeach shenifkam, if the Mizbeach became damaged, all karbanas which were shechted there are disqualified. Rabbi Yochan went further and said that even karbanas which were only shechted after the Mizbeach was repaired are invalid, since they could not be shechted while it was damaged. The Gemara explains that Rav holds, Balei Chaim Einan Nidchim, living creatures are not permanently rejected from being sacrificed and may be used after the disqualification ends. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Balei Chaim Nidchim. So the knights in shining armor at the Mizbeach dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbeach, puzzling all karbanas, shechted from then on, had to dodge karbanas being brought on the floor of the Azara because the Mizbeach was too small to contain them all. Which reminds us, the Pasuk says about Shlomo's dedication of the Mizbeach that he sanctified the interior of the courtyard where he brought numerous karbanas, because the copper Mizbeach, which was before Hashem, was too small to accommodate the karbanas. Rabbi Yehuda explains, Dvarim Ksavam, the words mean as they are written, that Shlomo sanctified the Azara floor itself to enable burning karbanas there because the Mizbeach he had built was too small for so many karbanas. The Gemara will explain accordingly that the Mizbeach HaNechoshes means Shlomo's stone Mizbeach, which replaced Moshe's copper Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi objects. So the knights in shining armor at the Mizbeach dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbeach, puzzling all karbanas shechted from then on, had to dodge karbanas being brought on the floor of the Azar because the Mizbeach was too small to contain them all, and jumped over two models commemorating the Mizbeach of Moshe, one 5 amos square and 1 10, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Moshe's Mizbeach was not 5 amos square, as Rabbi Yossi holds, since it is described as Revua, square, which is also used to describe the Mizbeach in Heskel. He says that just as that Mizbeach's length refers to each direction from the center, Moshe's Mizbeach was also 5 amos in each direction from the center, meaning 10 amos square. This allows for a Maracha of 36 square amos, 6x6, so if it can only accommodate 1,000 karbanas, then Shlomo's could not accommodate 142 times that amount. Daf Samach, so the Simur Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The boy who brought his model of the Azara to school for show and tell and earned 2 smiley face stickers. Smiley face stickers? That must mean we're on Daf Samach. The boy who brought his model of the Azara to school for show and tell and earned 2 smiley face stickers when he explained that blood may not be sprinkled on the Azara floor, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rabbi Yehuda said that Shlomo Melech was Makdish the Azara floor for bringing karbanas. Rava says Rabbi Yehuda agrees regarding damim, bloods of karbanas, that they may not be sprinkled on the Azara floor. He attempts to prove this from Rabbi Yehuda's statement that a Kohen would fill a cup of blood of the many Pesach karbanas from the floor of the Azara and pour it onto the Mizbeach, so that if the blood of one karban is spilled without being poured on the Mizbeach, the pouring of this blood mixture would validate that karban. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Azara floor was valid even for matnos of blood, then its mitzvah has already been done when it originally spilled on the floor. The Gemara deflects this proof. So if the boy brought his model of the Azara to school for show and tell and earned 2 smiley face stickers when he explained that blood may not be sprinkled on the Azara floor, and that a nick on the Mizbeach forbids Kohanim from eating the remainder of Menachos, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said, Mizbeach shenifkam, if the Mizbeach is damaged, one may not eat the remaining portion of a mincha on its account. The pasuk says, "Ve'achu matzos etzol mizbech," and eat the mincha unleavened next to the mizbech. Since it can't be eaten anywhere in the Azara, not just near the mizbech, this is interpreted to mean the mincha may only be eaten bizman shu shalim v'lo bizman shu chaser, at a time when the mizbech is whole and not when it's deficient. The pasuk uses the expression of kodesh kadoshim, teaching that this law applies to all kachshei kachim. Abai proceeds to prove that this also applies to kachim kalim. So the boy who brought his model of the Azara to school for show and tell and earned two smiley face stickers when he explained that blood may not be sprinkled on the Azara floor, and that a nick on the Mizbeach forbids Kohanim from eating the remainder of Menachos, watched his classmate get a smiley face sticker for bringing a basket of Maaseh She'ani to class, since he can't bring it to Yerushalayim and eat nowadays. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel said, Yachol Yalu Adam Maaseh She'ani Yerushalayim Yachulenu Bizman Hazeh. One might think that a person can bring up his Maaseh She'ani to Yerushalayim and eat it nowadays, although the base of Mikdash was destroyed. A hakish between Bechor and Maaseh She'ani teaches, Ma Bechor Eino El Lifnei Abayis, just as Bechor is only eaten while there's a base of Mikdash, so too Maaseh She'ani can only be eaten when there's a base of Mikdash. Daf Samachov. So the Simur Daf Samachov is a magician doing the sawing a person in half trick. So here goes. The worker with the chainsaw saw that must move on Daf Samachov. The worker with the chainsaw who showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbech was in place, which reminds us the Gemara teaches that Kachim could be eaten after the Mishkan was dismantled. So the worker with a chainsaw who showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbech was in place, was surprised that Moshe's Mizbeach produced more sparks to send to the stone Mizbeach of Shiloh than his chainsaw did, which reminds us the Mizbeach in Shiloh was made of stones, and Moshe Mizbeach would send sparks and flames to the Mizbeach of Shiloh. So the worker with the chainsaw who showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say, they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbeach was in place, was surprised that Moshe's Mizbeach produced more sparks to send to the stone Mizbeach of Shiloh than his chainsaw did, and had his friend use his saw to cut wood for measurements for the newly expanded Mizbeach for Baal She'ani. Which reminds us, the mission states that when Baal She'ani was built, four amos were added on the south and west sides. Rav Yosef explains, Mishum Dilasapik, because it was otherwise not enough for all the karbanos. Abai asks if the original Mizbeach was sufficient during Baal's Rishon, when the population was far greater, why didn't it suffice during Baal She'ani? Rav Yosef answered, there during Baal's Rishon, a heavenly fire ate of them, but did not in Baal She'ani. Bar Kapar explained differently. Shisin Hosifu, they added to the Mizbeach to incorporate the Shisin, the two holes in the ground into which Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim were poured. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have machlokes whether Moshe's Mizbeach was 5 amos square or 10 amos square? That's on daf? Nun tas. Good. Number 2. Which daf does Gemara bring a machlokes if the carbon pesach may only be eaten until chatzos or until the morning? That's on daf? Nun Zion. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn about the gap between the Kevish and the Mizbeach? That's on daf? Samach Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we discuss the din of one who's Mechashiva or Shlishi, who has a mind to eat the Shalmi meat on the third night? That's on daf? Nun Vav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that a Tamei is permitted to be in a Lishka next to the Azara? That's on daf? Then Vav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that the Kevish is on the south side of the Mizbeach? That's on daf? Samach Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that Rehuda says that Shlomo sanctified the Azara floor itself to enable burning karbanos here because the Mizbeach he had built was too small for so many karbanos? That's on daf? Nun Tes. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn how the Anshei Knesset Gadola knew the location for the Mizbeach for Baal She'ani? That's on daf? Samach Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn the blood which spills on the Azara floor does not qualify as an avoda? That's on daf? Samach. Great. And number 10. Which daf does Gemara bring the source that a Bechor is eaten for 2 days and a night? That's on daf? Nun Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.